brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, things move quick, and I was told, and I had the printouts and some of the news reports that were misconstrued, that the tactical firearms was having Piers Morgan down because they agreed with restricting bullets when you buy a bunch, getting a background check. And that is not what they believe. Mike Adams says he knows the owner for 5 years and that those news reports are incorrect. So I apologize to Tactical Firearms, tacticalfirearms.us. That was incorrect. The point is, we know Piers Morgan is anti-gun. There are some gun shops and gun people that are so scared of the ATF, they are rolling over, and that's who I was talking about there. But if Mike Adams, who's 100% Second Amendment, says they're great, then I'm sure they're great. So people should definitely support them in the Houston area. I've also confirmed Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan is like taping between about 3 and 6. So I'm on my way, Piers. Soon as the show ends, I'm coming. I am coming to protest you. Coming here telling me I should give my guns up. Now, if you were coming here saying you wanted to help me have my freedom, I'd say, well, you know, join the club. But truly disgusting. Finishing up with Lord Monckton. Sorry to cut you off there at the end of the hour. But I want to see everybody down there at Tactical Firearms tonight, folks. Start getting over there right now in the next few hours. Other points you'd like to make, Lord Monckton, about where this attack worldwide is going? People are starting to wake up to Agenda 21, but is it enough? What do we do?
Well, I think the first thing is keep a very close eye on every environmental law that gets passed, because you'll find that what Agenda 21 does is that it works chiefly at local level. What these agents of the UN have done is they've gone round to local authorities and convinced them one by one that they should implement Agenda 21, because no national government would go as far as that. And there's an outfit called ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I. And if your local authority belongs to that organization, then boy, are you in trouble. These are the new dictators. They operate by stealth. And their vice chair recently said that in future, the individual must subject himself to the collective. And so this is straightforward, outright, in-your-face communism, dressed up as though it were to do with the environment. I call them the traffic light tendency, the greens too yellow to admit they're really reds. But they're operating bureaucratically through your local authority. And you need to find out, and you need to get onto your local authority representatives, your local councillors, etc. And you need to say to them that if they belong to ICLEI, you will vote for whichever party says that it will leave that organization and have nothing to do with Agenda 21. You have to get Agenda 21 onto the agenda of local elections and make it clear that any candidate who supports Agenda 21 will not get elected by you. And once they all begin to realize that Agenda 21 is hated and feared by the people, as it should be, then they will break free. And just to let you know one piece of rather interesting news, a map was produced by ICLEI of the United States, which showed the places where humans could and could not go. More than half the map was covered in red, where humans were allowed to go under no circumstances at all. Nearly all the remainder was covered in yellow, where you could go with a permit from the socialist state, if you were very lucky, and if they agreed to give you one. But there were a few tiny areas, most of them military installations to keep the people in line, and only a few, effectively, concentration camps, where all the population of America would in future have to reside. And opponents of Agenda 21 took that map. They got hold of it at the last minute. They took that map to the U.S. Senate, and they showed it to senators and their staff hours before the Senate was...
And it shut it down. We're out of time. Lord Monckton, we're out of time. I don't think you can hear me over Skype when I talk to you at first. God bless you. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
Okay, all the best.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon. Folks, I'm going to Texas. I'm already in Texas. I'm going to the Piers Morgan deal. I confirmed inside sources, inside. Piers Morgan is going to be there. Katy, Texas. We're going to protest peacefully. Saddle up, Texans, right now. The red coat is at the gate.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Tread on me. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday edition. Marines to invade South Carolina. That is just the daily news as large expeditionary forces of the Army, the Marines, the TSA, you name it, practice taking over Capitol buildings, practice taking over schools, practice taking over malls. And I have been to many of these urban warfare training events, but we also see it now currently reported in the news. In many of the drills, they practice mowing down human wave attacks. They are simulating killing, in some cases, unarmed American citizens. And when the public videotapes it and gets upset, they say, oh, it's a zombie drill. It's a joke. That's why we've got 1,000 Marines, you know, landing in San Diego a few months ago to practice killing zombies. Oh, that's why there's black helicopters that lease a building in the middle of town and then blow it up and catch it on fire and men are rappelling down off ropes and the police are involved. It's all to acclimate and condition the public. On record for martial law. It's all official. In the Army training manuals, in the Army Times, in Stars and Stripes, Brigade Homeland since 2008 has been officially announced, and they plan to have troop force up to 370,000+ troops. That is the goal. And they're going to pull them out of Iraq, out of Afghanistan, and they're going to be the new domestic military, and you're going to have Obama, and we have a clip of that coming up in a moment, running around giving more speeches saying we need a domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military. You've all seen and heard that quote over and over and over again. And we should do another special report this week showing top brass talking about it on C-SPAN, the Pentagon talking about it in Pentagon videos online. You've got not just Rahm Emanuel in two different speeches saying you'll have national service, but now you're seeing all these other groups pushing for it, and they're telling high schoolers, hey, it's going to be compulsory that you serve in the new FEMA Corps. But it's not going to be planting trees. It's not going to be building national park bunkhouses like they had in the 30s and 40s. With the national make-work programs, it's going to be unpaid compulsory volunteerism, which is another Orwellian term. This is the insanity of the world that we live in. Look at this other article up at Infowars.com. Robots replace waiters in China. That's right. They're not just going to replace manufacturing jobs and have robots working on the robots. No, now they're going to replace people as waiters. And again, the globalists have decided to go with this angle to make humans obsolete. To make humans obsolete. To fully get control of the civilization and to have a technocratic, centralized system. And people say, this is a terrible future you're telling us about. I'm not the one manifesting this. The globalists are engineering it in that direction. We're going to be going over that report. Reuters report contradicts Obama skeet shooting photo. I don't even know what to say about this other than it's definitely a psyop. And this is cognitive dissonance that Cass Sunstein talked about and that Cass Sunstein engaged in. What, 4 years ago in public white papers, and that's why he was hired and brought into the White House. He's now left the White House, but for 4 years he was the head of their policy board. He was the czar, the regulation czar. I know shotguns, and I have photographed and videotaped, even as a novice before I had a TV show, firing shotguns and firing rifles and firing handguns over and over again. And I can tell you right now, that looks like a fake photo to me. And I actually noticed that first there's a controversy that, oh, he doesn't really skeet shoot or like guns, which they kind of stirred up. And then the White House over the weekend, and I'm going to cover this, I have it here in the stack once we get over some of the top news, the White House comes out and says, don't you claim this isn't real. And then another little comment, they say, by the way, this is copyright. No one is allowed to Photoshop this. This is only for media. Knowing that that will stir people up and make them go out and Photoshop it. And by the way, I've looked at the precedent. I've looked at the law. White House photos are public domain. You paid for it. That's why you can go to the National Archives and just pay for the copying. Pay for the cost of copying and the tape, or now the hard drive, and get all of the gun pod footage, get all of the hydrogen bombs going off. Companies take it and then remaster it and then call it copyright. Or the voiceover is copyright on Discovery Channel or History Channel, but not the footage. And so I've actually looked into this. I've actually purchased National Archive film. I've actually You have to actually get it through another company or go, and you have to send someone in with the archivist, and that's how you buy it and get it. So I've actually been through the process. I know. Why would they come out and say, you will not use this, you will not Photoshop that? Cass Sunstein said, we'll go in and stir them up. We'll put out fake conspiracies. We'll get everybody hyped up. We'll get everybody diverted. We'll get everybody to look at fake conspiracy theories or conspiracy theories that don't matter. He wrote two papers on it, one for Chicago Business School, the neocon outfit, and one for Harvard. Look them up. He wrote them 6 years ago and then wrote more papers when he got in the White House in 2009. I mean, just look it up. Cass Sunstein, cognitive infiltration. I always say cognitive dissonance. It's cognitive infiltration. And that's what they're doing here. They put out a blatantly fake birth certificate so that we'd run around and talk about it all day, knowing the public would just choose sides or get confused, while the insider trading goes on by Congress, while the UN openly is in command of our military along with NATO, while our government publicly arms and commands Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and Mali and a bunch of other places, while TSA occupies every major city from Seattle to L.A. to Dallas, Austin, Texas, Houston, Texas, Kansas City, Chicago, New York City, Boston, you name it. You name it. They're there. I mean, they're now there with, quote, spot checks on South Lamar at the bus terminals and the train terminals, but they also are doing it to people on the highway now. And it's totally illegal, and they search everybody's bags without warrants. And they're out of their jurisdiction, and it's all just a probing operation. And that ties in to this information that's coming up. Why is the government stockpiling guns and ammo? Joseph Farah, WorldNet Daily, asks. And he says, why is the government gearing up for war? Why are they buying billions of bullets? Why are they buying all the automatic weapons? Why are they buying armored vehicles? He says it's about the civilian national security force, as big, as strong, as well-funded as the Defense Department, to quote Barack Obama. And Farah says that's what he believes is going on. He says, I have some theories. You know, those of us that have been right all along need to stop saying we have theories. I'm going to get Joseph Farah back on. I want to get him back on this week or next week. Because it's all there. It's like you walk into your living room, there's a giant elephant sitting there on top of a pile of crap, excuse my French, and you're like, I don't know, I got a theory, that looks like an elephant. You're like, well, it's got big ears, it's just gray, it's got hair, it's got giant feet, it's got tusks, I don't know, though. Look, it's all in the Army memos, the Army manuals. Maybe Farah's just a good writer, and he knows people like a mystery. You know, I notice everybody always calls me with, I think there's a FEMA camp in my neighborhood. I mean, under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, they designate the centers. And then you can cross-reference it with the Emergency Centers Establishment Act that just was giving more funding to already existing facilities and plans, and then it matches up to the 2002 FEMA plan. And you can look up all the clergy response team training, what they're training the preachers for, to, quote, go to the FEMA camp, take the shots, turn your guns in when you're told. This is all official. And then 5 years, 4 years after we break the news here on Genesis, it's mainstream media and InfraGuard and Brigade Homeland and Army Times and all the countless drills. And I've talked to the Delta Force people off record. They talked to Lieutenant Beck here in town. He gave me info, so they ran him out of the SWAT team. Vietnam veteran, patriot, great guy, ran him out, kicked him out of the Travis County SWAT team because he gave me information that was not classified. I went in his office 2 years before and I said, you're going to be approached by Delta Force, and when they do, you need to understand it's illegal. And they're going to offer you money, and this is part of a corruption program, just like they corrupt third world countries. That's how they took over Iraq. And I said, next they're going to be asking you to deal drugs. And he said, get out of here. That's posse comitatus. I'm a Vietnam sniper vet. That's unconstitutional. It'll never happen. You're nuts. And I said, they're approaching every city in the country. They will approach you. He calls me up 2 years ago. He goes, can you come to my office, please? Delta Force card. Everything he said, I said, was, of course I'm right. I know what I'm talking about. This is Marshall.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Alex Jones here, back live. I'm going to open the phones up on the Super Bowl power outage. What do you think that was all about? I've got some news concerning it that's pretty amazing. I'm going to get to. Even mainstream news is reporting is an Illuminati conspiracy because the singer flashes an Illuminati hand sign and then the power goes out. And it's just all part of them extending it out, having more time for ads, and getting everybody ready for the power to start going out. That, in fact, in Europe and worldwide, they have Earth Day where everybody turns their lights out for the day, for the evening, for 1 hour. They have a lot of different special greeny holidays where they want to accustom you to everybody has their power go out. Because only the government districts are going to have the power. And see, for a new listener, it's like, man, is everything a conspiracy with this guy? I have so much knowledge on this, it's very frustrating. I'm not bragging, hey, I have knowledge. It's freaking me out that the general public doesn't have 1/100th of the information I have, because you're focused on making money and doing your job and trying to take care of your kids and trying to have a good life. I don't blame you. I get it. You work hard, you want to go watch a football game. You work hard, you want to be left alone. You work hard, you want to go get in your sports car and go drive 100 miles an hour out in the countryside. I get it. You work hard, you want to go out and go water skiing, or you want to go out and have some fun, go out and party. The problem is we've been taken over, and things are going to get very, very bad. But as things get worse and worse, people are going to say, well, let me just have my entertainment. Let me just leave me alone. In fact, statistics and history shows as things get worse, people tend to get even more into entertainment and more into escapism. And the social engineers know that. But what they can't get over is tribal images and archetypes and signets, runes of power. And that's what guns are, that's what property is, that's what parenthood is. It's real things like weapons and children and property. This is all real. And they can't get rid of that last little pieces, the family, men and women, and their desire for one another. Friendship, people standing up for one another. That's why all the messages are, don't stand up for people. Screw other people. Cheat other people. Get ahead. So that you're all atomized and can't come together. I mean, when I get up here and say the Super Bowl power outage looks staged, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that I know. In fact, I want to do a special report on this. It's just that I want to do a special report on everything. I want to document everything and every article I cover. Every one of these 200 articles is probably more than two. Can we have a document cam, guys? There's probably 200 different articles here. Every one of them I could spend 3 hours on and then give you supporting backup information on each and every one of them, proving why I believe what I believe, why I say what I say, what I'm going over, what I'm breaking down. Okay? I mean, here's an example. I have the UN proclamations in the 1960s and 70s saying they wanted to train people to not have electricity and to not expect electricity 24 hours a day and to not accept running water and to not accept things, and that the globalists could charge us more money for a gallon of water than for 10,000 gallons of it, and that society was set up wrong, and that wealth was making us too free, and the social engineers were going to lose control of technological development and their global monopoly of power if they didn't bring the general population back into feudal serfdom. And that's why all the trendy resorts and all the trendy restaurants all over the country and other countries I've been to, you go in and they're not low flush toilets, there is no water. They're not low flush urinals, there is no water. And you're at a 5-star restaurant and the bathroom stinks like a gas station because the urine's going down into a cistern below that gets processed and turned into fertilizer and stuff. Okay? They make it trendy to be a slave, just like the ancient Chinese emperors. They were told it's stylish to not be able to walk, it's stylish to not be able to feed yourself, and the ruling power behind the throne fully took over. This is the system. They tell you it's stylish to be a slave. They tell you it's stylish not to be manly. They tell you it's stylish not to be a classical mother. They tell you all of this not to empower you, but to enslave you. So see, I know this was a stunt. I know in my gut, and I know their MO. 99% chance, okay? 99%. chance. Because I happen to remember other stunts where they had official sporting events go dark in the past. And I predict next Super Bowl they'll say, we're now going to make this a tradition to have the power go out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge. All right, finishing up, before I give out the number and get into some other news, then go to your phone calls. They were billing this Super Bowl as the most green-friendly ever. But green friendly for me means not having genetically modified organisms being manufactured by the thousand every year, not having human genetics put into sheep, cows, you name it, so that you can then have cross species zoological transference of pathogens, bacteria and virus, and it gives rise to dangerous mutations, not having toxic waste dumped in our food supply, not having dangerous experiments going on with antimatter. You know, these are the things that could actually destroy the planet, destroy us. Not carbon dioxide, plants breathe. Not, oh, it's bad to have electricity. It's bad to flush your toilet. When all your toilet does, if you have, say, a septic system, is send it out through a bacteria tank and then sends fertilized water out to your green yard, creating a recycled ecosystem. It's all renewable. oh, humans are bad, humans are evil. You're saying, how do I know this was staged? Well, I went back and reviewed the video right before it happened. I saw the way they were behaving, some of the things they did right when it happened, the way they behaved once it unfolded. Most people obviously weren't in on it. But it's all about to see if they can get away with it. And how do I know this? Well, the UN has called for this. In fact, guys, will you search engine Enron staged blackouts? And then you all hear about it on Earth Day and World Day and all these other days they have where simultaneously nations turn their lights out. They're getting you trained. And Enron said in its internal memos that came out in the federal trial that, well, if we found if we cut the power, it creates the artificial perception of scarcity. The perception so that we can have artificial scarcity. Yeah, there's Wall Street Journal. Enron linked to California blackouts. Traders said manipulation began, energy crisis. Yeah. And then it came out in the federal court. That's from 2002. It came out that they would do it. And some days they'd make $1 billion extra, some weeks $3 or $4 billion extra, all over the West Coast, but mainly in California, saying there isn't enough power, there isn't enough power. Oh my gosh, you want power? You went without power for 6 hours today, Los Angeles. We're going to have to charge you more. Give me my power then. All right, it's free market. Truth is, they had a glut of power. The truth is they were telling their switching stations, calling them on the phone. Because all these people weren't conspirators. They were just told by the Enron that had the contracts over the agreement, okay, start cutting power. Over the next 24 hours, cut it down to almost nothing. I mean, they have to build the grid up, have actuaries of how much is going to be used, prepare and guess with computers. In the old days, they did it with big, thick pads of paper. And they would sit there and guess, okay, this time of year, generally this much power gets used. We know when it gets hot, they're going to use more air conditioners. We know when it's cold, okay, this many people on average have electric power. They're not using gas we had this much power used last year. We guess there's going to be that much. And then if there's extra power, it has to then be stored in big giant batteries and other systems. That power is destructive. It will blow things up. They've got it all dialed in. And the Soviets would do this in their satellites to control people. Romania and places, they had policies to just get it to where there were a couple hours of power a day. And then only select factories and government buildings, they had power 24 hours a day. And they're already setting up the actuaries. See, I've studied this issue. I've talked to people that work as engineers in scores of power plants. I've talked to plant managers. I've researched it at every level. I've got a lot of family that works in power plant management and power storage. Yeah, tapes reveal Enron's secret role in California power blackouts, London Guardian. Boom. See, and this is one stinking data point. I have hundreds. Do you know what it's like to be sure of their criminal activity and not be able to stop them? But see, you know they want your guns to enslave you. People saw it worldwide, and they've seen it in cities these globalist mafia people run. So, see, on that one issue, you know not to trust them, so they're not victorious, even though they're trying everything they've got to go after our guns, and they're trying to launch out of control, outside of law, purges against gun owners. It still doesn't matter, because on one issue, you're not backing down, you're angry, you're upset, and you're not going to play games, okay? All you've got to do is figure out their scam on every other issue, and it's over, okay? It's over. Let me continue. In fact, I'm going to do a report on this. I could show you right now. It would just take the whole hour. Type in UN calls for controlled blackouts to lower carbon footprint. Type in carbon footprint is a depression is good for a carbon footprint. You can go read the UN admitting that the megabanks are engineering this, but it's all in academic level above PhD. You don't get taught this stuff. At the London School of Economics, you don't get taught this stuff at Harvard. You don't get taught this stuff at Yale. I've interviewed people. There's only one a year that goes through the special Rockefeller Foundation program that Henry Kissinger was the first graduate of to be a super gopher for them. You don't go through that until you've got two PhDs and are selected. And I have interviewed one of the people who's got that special above PhD level degree. Francis Boyle, constitutional lawyer. Dr. Boyle, professor. Who they've got on a no-fly list. He's not even allowed to fly. They hate him so much because he turned against them. He got all the way to the highest level, played along with them, and they let him into all of it. This is how it works. Major universities may graduate 5 of these people a year. Okay? And it's Chicago business. It's Yale. It's Harvard. It's Princeton. The University of Texas has got the former NSA head running it. They're hatching them out. And Aaron Dykes got into the political science higher level, not the highest level, but they were wanting him to go for his PhD and stuff because he was had high grades. And he got right up in there. And it was, world government's real. We're going to get rid of the family, everything else. I mean, my dad got into the lower mid-levels of this, and they all told him. This is an absolute 100% fact, okay? Okay, they turned the power off at the Super Bowl to get you ready for more power outages. Remember my article 2 years ago that DrudgeReport.com picked up and went viral everywhere? And the White House, Jay Carney, responded. I guess it was a year and a half ago when he first got in there and replaced the other idiot, Gibbs. And they responded, said, that's ridiculous. There's not going to be rolling blackouts because of us. We're not shutting down power plants, even though they already shut down a couple hundred. Texas now has rolling blackouts when it gets cold or when it gets hot. We have to buy the power from Mexico, dirty plants the globalists own. And there it is, depression good for reducing carbon emissions. Bloomberg, that's an Infowars.com article, but if you click Bloomberg, that blue link right there, it'll show you. And the UN says, use public events in their, pull it up. They say, we will use public events to turn the power off, to teach everyone it's good, and we will ritualize not having running water, not having electricity. They're going to turn your electricity off. You're not going to have it. In the actuary agreements in San Francisco and Austin and Okinawa, these sister model UN cities under municipalization plans, go look it up. Austin Special Model UN City, thousands of pages, UN website. They say the central governing districts and the central governing zoning areas will never lose power. That's why all the elite where I live, doesn't matter, there's houses 10 times as big outside town for cheaper. They move into little bitty houses in Tarrytown. I say little bitty for these people. Billionaires are down there. They move into 3 and 4 and 5 bedroom houses because that's where the police protection zone is. You've heard the police call in and confirm this. The police captains know where the special zones are at. Those places will not have their power cut off. The reason they're tearing up the roads and putting in bus lanes and stuff and bike lanes is they're going to shut everything off in the future. They're not playing games, is my point. You understand what it's like to know of this criminal activity? A bunch of seedy swine bags playing God because we stand down and let them run all over us? The UN maps presented in Congress, I'm showing one on screen right now, half the country, right at half, completely off limits. And folks, in Burma and other areas, I saw it in 1999. I've got to find it. It was about Asia, and it showed UN zones, biosphere zones, and it showed men with machine guns who shoot anyone that enters them. They kill you if you enter it. They're already doing this in Africa and Latin America. Look it up. Even the New York Times. African people are and others and Latin Americans are being killed for UN programs to, quote, reclaim land to the earth, kicking people off their ancestral land, forcing them into giant megacities to then work for 2 cents an hour. And then the government says, guess what? Just get sterilized, do this and that, and we will give you $5,000, the equivalent of what they'd make in 3 or 4 or 5 years, and they do it. And you're like, good, sterilize them. There's too many people. You idiots. You idiot yuppies. You're not white racists, because that's not what they are. They're on power trips like they're scientists, and they've been let in on the program, because it is. Everybody's let in on it. You go to any cocktail party, even just mainline people that don't even have their 4-year science degree yet, and start talking about, we need to get rid of people, we need to reduce population, and that, and they'll start singing from the same sheet of music. Don't you get it, you morons? They're putting it in your food. They're putting it in your water. They're putting it in your air. They're soft killing you as well. They just can't do it as openly and as fast because we have something of a free press left that would report on it. I mean, I remember 2 years ago, I saw major pro-life sites that are highly respected saying Pepsi is using aborted fetus body parts to produce specially grown cultured flavor enhancer. It's basically a genetically engineered flavor. They want to be able to just drop a vial of it into a soup and ferment the flavor. Okay? Just like aspartame is E. coli. And I saw that and I said, that's not true. And I went and looked it up and it was true. And then the Obama administration ruled for PepsiCo that the shareholder didn't have to be told where the babies were coming from. And that it all came out. In fact, you can even type in, it happened last year. PepsiCo agrees to stop using fetal tissue. People didn't believe it. I didn't believe it. But actually, I should have believed it. I already knew it. They had cloned humans 20 years ago. They just don't call it a human because they kill the baby before it's born. They grow them in artificial wombs, and then they say it's not a human because it was changed. They add 1% pig, 1% cow, 1%. You look this up. I mean, this has already been going on for 20 years. And then it's not a human, and it's not a clone. They give it other semantical names, and then they suck them dry and use them. Yeah, PepsiCo says it will halt use of aborted fetal cells in flavor research. It's also in the Washington Times. And they go, technically, we're not feeding you babies. We grow the culture out of the stem cell line from the dead babies. That's right. That's right. For whatever reason, I guess, you know, I got to admit, veal tastes really good. Something about, you know, baby flesh tastes pretty good. You know, when I go out and I go hunting, if I'm going to shoot something and isn't a big buck, I'm going to shoot a yearling doe. And I'm going to take it and I'm going to have it cut into steaks. I hunt if I hunt to eat it. If I see a big, ugly old jackrabbit, I'm not going to, that thing's going to have, you know, fleas all over them and it tastes like, but if I see a little fluffy jackrabbit hopping around, you know, my 22-250 is going to shoot you at about 200 yards and I'm going to eat you. Back when I had time to be a woodsman and do such things like that, my true love, and it's any man's true love, you ever go out and do it. And so it's sick. You're eating a flavor enhancement from a baby. From a baby, and you don't even care. Just like they have suicide nets, not just at Foxconn, but dozens of other, I mean, I don't know, I looked at them, something like 30 major companies have built in China around their dorms suicide nets. And they're saying, don't worry, Foxconn said, we're just going to go to robots. But they still need human technicians to work on the robots. See, they don't need us. They don't want us. They took the world over through fraud, and they're coming for everyone. And they've had other global soccer games. Type in power turned off, lights go dark at soccer game to mark Earth Day. Just type that in. I want to show them. This is the program. I know them. They have blueprints. They have handbooks. And so once their robot armies are in place, robot engineers, robot sewer repair, robot street repair, robot security, robot combat. Once that's all in, and we're only talking 5 to 10 years, but they're going to probably let it go a little bit further than that to make sure all systems are good. They're going to launch a Skynet attack on us, but it's not going to be nuclear. It's going to be biological and chemical. And then it's humans running Skynet, okay? And again, you can pull this up in the 70s. The Pentagon called it, and it's actually in my book. That's out of print now, but it's on prisonplanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. They actually call it Skynet and a control grid. See, people see this info who are in Hollywood and in between the CIA and Hollywood that's like two peas in a pod, and then they put the culture out to get you ready. But it's not machines coming commanded by machines. It is elite globalists who believe they're going to merge with the machines. They believe the evolutionary path has already been predestined. They've chosen this path. They have chosen the best possible path to immortality is cybernetic merger. And they're offering the greatest intelligentsia of the world entree into that system if they will serve it. Number one, you reap what you sow. You're not going to get this immortality. Number two, it's horrible what you're doing. And number three, you can't trust the globalists that engineered this thing. You think they're going to let people like you stay around that are a lot smarter than them? Do you think they're going to keep you around? You are gravely mistaken. This is not good. We should offer the technology to everyone. We should be honest about what's going on, and we should have giant global initiatives that are accepted at the nation state level and accepted and voted on by the people of goals of off-world colonies and bring out all this technology and be honest about it, and we can people the stars together. But I'm telling you, that decision has been cut off. That is not happening. That is not the direction we're going. You're slated for death. And as soon as their grid's in place, they're going to release the bioweapons and the chemical weapons. And all of you people that have served the system and think you're part of it, you're going to die. I hope you understand that's the program, that's the plan, and I've warned you, and that's why I'm not worried about getting killed or being put in prison. There's no future if we don't turn this around. And we need to have an intervention with ourselves and realize this system and what people think about you and all the TV and the culture, it means nothing. Sitting there, I dropped by a party last night that I was invited to. And it was a nice group of people. And I just watched them, and a lot of them were listeners. Super Bowl party. It was at a restaurant they shut down for the party. And I watched all these nice people, the Steiner Steakhouse. And I watched all these people sit there and watch the fake thing rolled out for them. Whereas they all were having a lot more fun before we stopped and started watching the game. Well, it doesn't matter.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hi there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
I'll start taking your phone calls. He's popping in for one segment. We've got the author of The Fix Is In. He says one of the most corrupt outfits is the NFL staging things. and he's been in the FBI files. It's been documented. The question is, how much is staged? Well, how much will you put up with? He's going to pop in to give us his take on the power outage, but the game in general, because if I talk about the Super Bowl and then use it as a way to get people to think about larger issues, we can take a globalist tool of propaganda and actually turn it around against them. Here's something I want to get across to you. The decision has been made at MIT, the United Nations, the Club of Rome, the Bilderberg Group. Anyone who reads science magazines knows this. 15 years ago, I was reading white papers where they said this was the plan. And those were white papers from decades before in some cases. But I'd never seen it in Scientific American. I'd never seen it in the Journal of Nature. I'd never seen it in MIT magazine. Now they're going, there will be no need for humans, and we don't know what to do with you, and everything will be robotic, and the elites are going to merge with machines, and the decision has basically been that we're not even going to have humans deploy to space, and the manned space program is over, and everything is robots. That is a decision that humans are obsolete. Humans are a failure, humans are a joke, and the globalists are going to take full control of human evolution, in their words. And think of what a total revolution that is, where they just ignore what we want, they ignore what we say, they put out a fake Hollywood sports system, they suck everyone into it, while above us a technocratic matrix engineer core is trying to build a matrix. We're not in total false reality yet. They put out fake shotgun photos. They do Illuminati signs right before they turn the power off. You know, Janet Jackson, it was an accident. My breast came out with the Illuminati sun sign on her. I mean, all staged. Oh, was it staged? Gee, did a bear go in the woods and go to the bathroom? Do fish live in the water? I mean, you know, again, they do it all to just exercise authority over us, where they publicly run Al-Qaeda. And admit they do, but say you've got to give your liberties up because of Al-Qaeda. They just publicly do all of this to where even those of us that know it's going on, it's kind of like, oh, well, I knew TSA checkpoints were coming. Oh, there's one. Oh, they're going to search me. They've got guns now. Oh, it's for my safety. Oh, sure it is. Yeah. It's looking for drugs, which the government is on record shipping the majority of in. And even the TSA will laugh and go, I know, this is our job. Again, it's about following orders. Oh, you've got a bubble thing that projects bubbles. We're going to call it a gun and call the SWAT team. A Hello Kitty. Well, that's ridiculous. It's meant to be ridiculous. It's meant to just turn everything on its head. Until everything, if the government's totally secret, but you have no privacy. That's backwards. Government's supposed to be wide open. You've got total privacy. Unless there's an eyewitness naming the place, person, and things, signing an affidavit, swearing they saw this. And if they're liars, they're going to jail. That's what you've got to do to spy on me. That's what you've got to do to come in my house. That's what you've got to do to put your hands on my person. But now, oh, no, the Fourth Amendment says reasonable. We find it reasonable, but it defines what reasonable is. Get the new magazine before it sells out, and it's going to sell out. Buy it in bulk in grips of 10 up to 100 at cost. Why the Tyrants Want Your Guns, our new February issue. It is a big, color, glossy pamphlet of information and quotes to wake people up. It is a weapon. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. And buy the Pro Pure with a new filtration system, 10% off, with promo code WATER, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And we brought it back with a new design, limited edition Obama Tyrant Joker poster. Wear it and get in people's faces.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.